This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal Petroleum Tanker Drivers Association withdraws its protest after four-point agreement with government. Nepal Oil Corporation says fuel supply will be smooth and following the agreement. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on quality education to retain human resources within country. And train collision kills 15 people in West Bengal state of India. Now the news in detail. Nepal Petroleum Tanker Drivers Association has withdrawn its protest after signing four-point agreement with the government. A meeting between the association and Nepal Oil Corporation that took place at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies today ended with the agreement. Nepal Oil Corporation NOC spokesperson Manoj Thakur said that following the agreement, the fuel supply to the market will resume today itself. NOC Board of Directors Chair and Commerce Secretary Dinesh Kumar Khimre was present in the dialogue, and the NOC Executive Director Dr. Chandika Prasad Bhatt and Association Chair Ishwar Lama signed the agreements on behalf of their respective sides. The association had decided to disrupt the supplies on Sunday, putting forth a seven-point demand. The demand includes appointment letters as ensured by the Labour Act, remunerations as fixed by the government, risk allowance, safety alert training in every 3 months, and their involvement in the Social Security Fund, among others. As for the agreement, a subcommittee is to be formed under the coordination of the NOC Deputy Executive Director to present a report regarding the demands of the association and other relevant issues within the next 15 days. The government of Germany has given a guard of honor to President Ramchandra Podyal. According to President's press advisor Kiran Pokrel, President Podyal received the guard of honor today before having a bilateral talks with his German counterpart Frank-Walter Steinmeier in Berlin. Similarly, President Ramchandra Podyal visited various historic sites, including the fallen Berlin Wall in Germany today. Currently, on an official visit to Germany, the president was accompanied by First Lady Savita Podyal and other members of the delegation. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed on quality education to retain human resources within country. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of the Agriculture and Forestry University today, Prime Minister Dahal stated that the youths should be relayed information regarding the job opportunities within country after improving the quality of education system. The Prime Minister also appreciated the Agriculture and Forestry University's efforts in planning and execution for the expansion of agriculture science in the country. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal has said that the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year are in the interest of Nepal and Nepali citizens. Talking to media persons at Bharatpur Airport in Sitwan today, Prime Minister Dahal claimed that the budget highlighted several government initiatives for good governance, social justice and prosperity. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CIB of Nepal Police, has arrested a citizen of Chinese origin along with 6 kilos of gold. CIB spokesperson Superintendent of Police Hovindra Bogati said that the arrested person is 37-year-old Senam Gurung. According to the CIB, the police also recovered 4.8 million rupees cash from the arrested Gurung's house. The second biggest festival of Muslim community, Bakr Eid, has begun. The festival that began today will be celebrated till Wednesday. Muslim community celebrates the festival on the 10th day of the 12th month of Hajri Sambat as per the Islamic religious calendar. On this day, Muslims also offer animal sacrifice, also known as Qurban. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Let's temper a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. An international conference on ecological impact on agriculture, business and technology is going to be held at Rampur in Chitwan from the 18th of June. The Agriculture and Forestry University is going to organize the two-day conference where over 300 participants from Nepal, India, China, the USA and Australia are attending. The conference will also seek deliberation on the use of artificial intelligence in agriculture, practices in management of environment, forest and wildlife, and recent advances in the biotechnology, among others. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has lost its final match of the group stage against Bangladesh in the ongoing ICC T20 World Cup. Bangladesh defeated Nepal by 21 runs in the match played at Arnoldsville Stadium in Vincent of West Indies. With this match, the equation of Group D in the World Cup has been completed. South Africa and Bangladesh have reached Super 8. With this, Nepal, the Netherlands and Sri Lanka have been knocked out of the group stage. However, Nepali leg spinner Sandeep Lamisani has set a new record by taking 100 wickets in his 54th match of the T20 international cricket. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. As many as 15 people have been killed and dozens injured after a cargo train collided with a passenger train in India's West Bengal state. According to the Al Jazeera, the cargo train hit the Kanchenjunga Express in the Darjeeling district of the eastern state on Monday morning. Initial reports suggest that the cause of the accident was human error. A senior police official in the eastern state district of Darjeeling, Abhishek Roy, said that at least 15 bodies were pulled from the mangled carriages and nearly 13 people were injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved his six-member war cabinet just after a week after the departure of centrist opposition leader Benny Gantz and his ally Gadi Eisenkot. According to the BBC, Israeli media report that sensitive issues about the war with Hamas in Gaza will now be discussed by a smaller forum. Mr. Netanyahu had faced demands from far-right ministers in his governing coalition to join the war cabinet, which could have further strained ties with the US and other international allies. A spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that as far as it was concerned, it would not affect the chain of command. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kusi Province, Madhis Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of Kusi Province, Madhis Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Petroleum Tanker Drivers Association withdraws its protest after four-point agreement with government. Nepal Oil Corporation says fuel supply will smoothen following the agreement. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on quality education to retain human resources within country. And train collision kills 15 people in West Bengal state of India. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineofradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night. We'll be right back.